We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, this makes me happy already.
Oh, no. This is where we get a little dirty. This is where... You got to take an extra shower right here.
It's okay.
It's been a while since we checked in on our favorite killer.
I know.
What's OJ up to, man?
All right, so we're going to backtrack a little bit to Sunday here since we weren't able to get to it. Busy last All couple right. of days. So we're going to do – there's actually three clips that we're going to play from OJ here leading up to last night in his political commentary. So we have a little bit of everything here from OJ. Let's start it off with a little –
That's what everybody cares about.
I didn't know that.
A little football on Sunday.
Hey, Twitter world, Sunday. My bad luck continues. My tight end, Dishley, he's already got me four touchdowns, Achilles. So he joins the other marching wounded that I have. I got a question, Watson, down in Houston. I understand Fuller is great when you throw the ball to him, but I'm watching this game today. Fuller's double teamed. Isn't DeAndre Hopkins like one of the top three receivers in the game of football? Can you throw one or two more passes to him, please? Pretty please? I'm just saying. Take care.
I missed it.
I love that.
All right. What do you got?
All right. So the caption on that tweet was, "So it continues." And we get to the replies here. That's not bad luck, you murderer. It's karma. Hopefully it gets much, much worse. Me too, Juice. My team is in the same boat. A Bronco is yours. Just remember, if your fantasy team ain't it, then you can simply just quit.
That was good. That was well done.
They're back.
They're back.
I missed them.
They're back.
Hearing him say, "Hey, Twitter world," with this sad voice is like a knife through the heart. Hope everything gets better for you, OJ.
Oh, God.
Goes through comments to see if anyone's got anything to say about football. Nope, just more murder jokes. Gurley, Will Disley, Nicole Brown, Ron Goldman, everyone is seemingly wounded. You'll bounce back, Juice. I know it.
Those make me feel a little dirty.
You better listen to him, or you'll end up like Nicole and Ron. OJ don't like to be disappointed. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
It could be worse. Just think how badly Ron Goldman is doing.
Oh, God.
You know what doesn't continue? The lives of the people you killed. Thanks, OJ. And then finally, did he just say the word killing in this video? Holy bleep. You guys ready for more?
Yeah, that's going to be tough to beat, though.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, things are getting clearer now. We now know for sure that the Rams aren't who we thought they were. I think Belichick showed everybody, teams with talent, how to play the Rams. 7 points? Come on. They had another game with like 3 points or something. The game behind us is not over, but it appears no matter how it ends, maybe the Cowboys are not who we thought they were. And for all of us who were cheering, the Cleveland Browns are definitely not who we thought they were. If they're your teams, sorry. Just saying. Take care.
All right. Just saying.
I live for that.
Just saying. Yeah.
Just so you guys know, I set this up for you. The first two videos, the ones that we just played, those are from Sunday, and you hear all the noise in the background.
He's a sports bar.
He's at
right?
that same sports bar that he's always at with that same group of people.
Yeah, he's watching the internet.
He's got a good group of friends, though, and they have fun.
Well,
he's
they're
enjoying
scared.
Himself.
They're scared not to show up on Sunday.
So the caption on that tweet there was, "They're not who we thought they were."
Oh, God.
First reply from the president of the Not Who We Thought You Were club. Of course, OJ. "You aren't who Nicole thought you were either."
Oh, good God.
"Maybe the Ram, Cowboys, and Browns receivers aren't wearing gloves that fit. Hard to get the job done right without the right size gloves." Maybe if Dak Prescott took more stabs at the end zone, the Cowboys would be a killer of a team.
Oh, man. God.
That's low.
You've been sitting at that bar for 4 hours now. How many bottles did you kill? Likewise, you aren't who we thought you were. We all thought you were a double murderer, but the courts didn't.
Oof. It's true.
Hey. People are brutal. Brutal.
Damn, OJ taking stabs at the Nicole Browns. I mean the Cleveland Browns. Damn, Juice, where's that waitress from earlier? Is she still alive?
Oh, God.
I thought you were a football player until you cut your wife's head off. Fooled me.
Jeez.
Who sends that to somebody?
I laughed.
Funny people.
I laughed.
You guys ready for one more?
Oh, God.
Oh, political OJ?
Oh, yes, yes.
All right.
This is what I've been waiting
hey,
for.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Now, normally today I'd be talking about fantasy football, but today is politics. Tonight we have the debates, 12 people on stage telling us why we should vote for them. Now, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. I think everybody should be watching this because these are people who think they're capable of running our country. And I just hope that they spend their time telling us about their qualifications and their plans and why they should be voted for and not waste time talking about innuendos and rumors. But you know, what I would rather see, really, at least in the next month or so, I would rather see four people on a stage talking to a panel. And those four people are Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. I would like to see a panel questioning them about the situation and the state of the world today and what they would do. These four men sat in the White House for a total of 28 years, and I think the public would like to hear how they would be handling things today, decisions they would be making. I'm just saying. Take care.
All right. So a little different side to OJ.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
So the caption on that video was, what would the other four living presidents do?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You don't even have to read any. I'm good.
Thank you for the kind words, OJ. We could use your stable leadership in the White House. You should consider taking a stab at it.
I knew it.
Hey, Juice, you're not the sharpest knife in the kitchen, but I like that you're thinking things through a little more these days. I like the idea. It's just a little chopped up. Not the sharpest knife in the kitchen.
That's a good one, man.
Well, I can tell you what they wouldn't do. They wouldn't practically separate the head from the body of any of their family members and their friends, that's for sure. Four presidents would be interesting, but I'd rather see 12 jurors asked how they would respond to evidence today. I'm just saying. He's not wrong. A double murderer, yes, but he actually has a point here. Always good of you to specify living in your posts.
That's it. I knew it. I knew that was coming. I knew it.
OJ, you shouldn't believe everything the media says. Man-made global warming is as true as your innocence.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Did you find Nicole's killer yet? Do you need a mirror?
Oh, God.
And then finally, all unrelated here. You guys want a little trivia question?
Of course.
Can anyone guess OJ's favorite Ninja Turtle character and his 2019 Halloween costume?
Oh, no. It's got to be Michelangelo?
The Shredder.
The Shredder. Oh, trick question. Trick.
Oh, man.
I mean,
he is a Ninja Turtle character. He's the bad guy.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. That was.
I think we needed that.
That
huh?
was strong, man. You just put them all together as a little OJ buildup right there.
We had it.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people asking for it.
Had the whole thing. I feel a little dirty. That might be.
Oh, no,
I'm
dirty.
That's a double shower right there.
I'm dirty.
That's a new cologne, new deo. That's a. Woo! That's bad. Thank you.
Thank you. You just say thank you.
Oh, man.
I know you were thanking, but you're welcome.
We're going to. Well, we needed that. We're going to break here, but
oh yeah, the texts are coming in. One is my favorite segment. The other one is you guys are disgusting.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. No, it's terrible.
Yeah.
We should be ripped. It's just, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's real. It's funny. Sorry,
boy. The people that troll him.
Oh man, it's not even trolling at this.
It's creative.
He trolls.
No,
and they're
no.
just writing back.
But they're creative going back. Yeah. So creative.
Anyway, what else you
people
got
are very sensitive, by the way. Like, I'm reading some of the text now. It is a little bit weird. Like, this guy threw our kids in there.
Right, right.
It's just weird.
That's I didn't read the whole text when he said we were
I just want to let you know I got other problems with my kids right now, so I can't. Sorry.
Well, the guy asked, what if they were hacked by OJ?
Yeah. Like, if your kids were hacked by OJ, would you still be laughing at this?
I didn't really think about it. It was so many years ago. I haven't had a chance to think about it. I still think people...
We'll do that in our post-show meeting.
I would say people missed the boat, but like I'm so tired of talking about it. Like, these are people going after OJ, and people just don't get it.
That's what we're laughing at. People understand that, right?
People are super sensitive right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we live in a super sensitive society.
Well, comedy's supposed to be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
People are not into that these days, but...
No. That's all right. That's all right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.